Welcome to the Strategy Driven Podcast, one source of the truth. Hi, I'm Nathan Ives. Along with my co-host, Howard Dickens, we would like to welcome you to this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast, one source of the truth. The Strategy Driven Podcast focuses on the tools and techniques executives and managers can use to improve their organization's alignment and accountability to ultimately achieve better results. These podcasts elaborate on the best practice and warning flag posts found on the Strategy Driven website at www.strategydriven.com. This podcast examines the best practice of one source of the truth, the principle of consistent measurement that fosters accurate and comparable performance representations, thereby enhancing decision making. So now, without further delay, let's get started.
Nathan Ives, what's happening here, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, well, Howard, I'm doing outstanding. Thank you for asking. Yeah,
well, I tell you everything is outstanding, not only with you but with our podcast.
Oh, it's going phenomenally well. You know, we have had some website issues recently, and I appreciate all our listeners bearing with us on that. It has not been affecting our iTunes feed or Podcast Alley, but the website. But you know, in just the past 2 days, so since episode 11 went up on Tuesday, we've had about 200 downloads of that episode alone in just the first 2 days it's been out on the street, regardless of our website problems.
Wow.
So really happy about that.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Now you got to let everybody know about the Small Business Trends Radio.
Oh, yeah. That was another just great item that came up. We have been reviewed, and it was a very positive review, on the Small Business Trends Radio. And to give them a little plug, you can get to the Small Business Trends Radio by going to www.smbtrendwire.com. And not only did they do a review, which was just, like I said, just really positive, but then their listeners or their readers also gave comments, and we got another slug of comments that were all positive and had just great things to say about us. So we were really appreciated, the Small Business Trends Radio, taking an opportunity to listen and then to comment.
I know that. I tell you, Nathan, that's really, really very exciting. Now we've got to let everybody know that they need to go to iTunes and start providing us with some reviews there.
Yeah, you know, that first review slot is still open on iTunes, and I'm hoping it gets filled up real soon. So just in case our listeners are wondering, if you go to iTunes, and iTunes is a free program, you can get it in Windows or Mac version, but if you go to iTunes and in the search box in the upper right-hand portion of that screen, just type in Strategy Driven, it'll take you right to... Well, it'll give you the little icon then to click on. That is our Strategy Driven logo. You click on that, and you get to the Strategy Driven page. And then you're going to see a little comment about mid-page. It says, be the first to review this podcast. And boy, would we love someone to be the first to review our podcast. Of course, we love positive feedback, but we want someone to review us. We'd love to have a lot of people review us on.
That's right. That's right. And especially the part about positive feedback.
Yeah, we love
positive. We always love that.
Yeah. Well, it helps us grow our community, and it gives us greater reach out into the world so we can share our experience with others. And
absolutely.
Yeah, likewise, they can share with us.
Right, exactly. In fact, last week, we focused on some of the underlying principles and concepts that really make performance measures more complete and robust. Are we going to continue on that track this week?
That we are, Howard. This podcast is going to cover the principles and the concepts that seek to enhance the accuracy and comparability of the performance measurement picture.
That's good. Now, listen now. If these are principles and concepts, Nathan, I'm guessing that once again, we won't have a step-by-step process for our listeners.
That's a good point, Howard. This podcast, just like the last one, will not have specific steps in it. But as we did before, we'll describe a course of action, and we're going to provide some examples for illustration.
Okay. All right, then. That's good. Now, why don't we get started by describing what we mean by one source of truth?
Okay. Well, Howard, one source of the truth exists when comparable performance measures are derived in a consistent, repeatable manner from like data sources. Specifically, this means that data acquisition is performed at a specific time or within a specific time frame in a consistent, predefined manner using equivalent instrumentation from the same, preferably, highly similar sources. Additionally, all computations and manipulations are performed in a consistent manner to maintain that level of comparability.
That's interesting. So what's the benefit of applying the one source of the truth concept, Nathan?
Well, decision-making becomes increasingly uncertain absent the one source of the truth principle. So you see, all data has an inherent level of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. However, information gathered on different items or on one item in the same manner and at the same time share a common level of uncertainty, an uncertainty that is equally offsetting under that comparative analysis. However, when inconsistency exists in the collection of that comparative data, a state of unequal uncertainty is created between those two data sets, preventing that equal offset, and that increases the likelihood that the decision maker then is going to make an error.
Very interesting. Okay, then. Now, how difficult is it to apply the one source of the truth principle, Nathan?
That's a great question, Howard. And it can really be very difficult. While it might sound easy to define a performance measure and the method of obtaining and calculating data, individuals will interpret the instructions differently, and not all sites or locations will have access to the same measurement tools. Okay. Remember, measurement of observable variables has always been as much of an art as it is a science. The smallest difference in how, when, where, and with what we measure observables highly influences the values derived, and subsequently, when using performance measures to evaluate comparable results achieved by, say, products, services, business units, and individuals, or a single item's performance over time, these minor differences in the measurement methods and/or the data resources can create an undesirable variation in the derived values, and subsequently they invalidate the comparison that we want to do. So while a perfect alignment is never possible, significant effort should be made to apply the one source of the truth principles, and where differences do exist, those individuals who are assessing the measures should understand the differences and the impact those differences have on the comparability of the information that's provided.
That's very good. So how, in principle, Nathan, do we ensure our measures come from one source of the truth?
Well, Howard, to apply the one source of the truth principle, especially to comparative performance measures, one should seek to implement the following six principles.
Okay.
Okay. Principle number one, data is derived from a common or like source. Principle two, data collected has the same units of measure. Principle three, data measurement and collection is performed using the same methodology. Principle four, data measurement is performed using the same or highly similar measuring tools. Principle five, data is stored in the same or similar manner. And principle six, data is manipulated in the same consistent manner. Okay, so I'm going to elaborate now a little bit on what each one of these mean.
Okay, great.
Okay, so principle one, data derived from a common or like source suggests that a single measuring point be selected, whether associated with one item and measuring using two different instruments, or associated with two different items. Two examples to illustrate this point. First, if we want to compare the average running temperature of a car engine under winter and summer conditions, we would need to measure the temperature from the same spot on the same engine, because taking readings at different locations would likely yield different non-comparative results.
Mm.
Okay. In the second example, if we want to compare the average running temperature of two different engines, we also need to take readings from relatively the same spot on the engine, understanding that there might be some configuration differences because if we took it from one on the top of the engine and the other on the bottom, then we're going to get skewed results.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Principle number two, data collected has the same units of measure, implies just exactly what it says. Fundamentally, we can't accurately compare two items if they don't have the same units of measure. So,
mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah, we wouldn't compare the cost of something in rubles to that of the U.S. dollar. Okay. Principle three, data measurement and collection is performed using the same methodology, directs that a specific predefined process be used to measure and record the data collected. For instance, to measure airplane turnaround time,
mm-hmm.
back to my favorite example,
mm-hmm.
there is a need to define when the clock should begin and when it should end. If that's not specified, some individuals might start to clock the time when the airplane arrives at the gate, while others might start to clock the time when the airplane's passenger door is opened and passengers can actually start to debark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some data may be recorded on paper and later transposed into a computer, which increases the potential of transposition errors and data inaccuracy, while others might record the data directly into a handheld computer, which eliminates those error-likely situations. In both cases, if the method for collection of data and recording the data is not specified in a clear, understandable, and repeatable manner, there's an increased likelihood of invalidating any comparison made between the airplane turnaround time of two differing ground crews because we potentially introduced those differing errors.
Mm.
Okay. Principle four, data measurement is performed using the same or highly similar measuring tools.
Okay.
Okay. Optimally, measurements would be taken with the same tool so that the inaccuracy of a particular instrument would be applied to each set of data. However, that's not always possible, especially if, geographically we're located at two different sites. So it's important that measurements be taken with like or highly similar instruments so that the instrument inaccuracies are comparable. It would not be comparable, for instance, to measure time it takes for a swimmer, say, to cross the length of a pool with an hourglass, being kind of extreme in that example, and then comparing it to that where we measure another swimmer, but we use a stopwatch, which has a very high degree of accuracy, or stated otherwise, a low degree of inaccuracy. So we want to use measuring instruments that have a similar inaccuracy. Okay. Principle 5, data is stored in the same or similar manner, reflects the fact there's a risk of data alteration and corruption while it sits in storage. By storing data in a same or a similar manner, or with a similar storage device, the error potential is equalized, and then that way the data remains comparable. For example, handwritten data stored in a damp environment has a high potential of becoming distorted, especially when compared to data that is stored on secure LAN systems. So that creates, again, another inaccuracy that could invalidate our comparability. The last principle, principle 6, data is manipulated in the same consistent manner, mandates that calculations be equally applied to all data. For example, when comparing the fuel efficiency of a car versus a boat in miles per gallon, if you measure the efficiency of the car using the overland mile of 1,760 yards, but the boat is calculated using the oversea mile of 2,000 yards, those comparisons are really irrelevant because you're using different distances, even though they're, quote, a mile. Now, we want to note that we're suggesting that the calculations need to be equally applied. There may be some instances where weighting factors are used to account for differences in instrumentation, where two different instruments are used to measure the same thing. But maybe there's, you know, different lengths of cabling involved. Different instruments have different gain settings. And so we have to apply some adjustment factors there. And that's okay. It still keeps in concept with this principle of equally applying a data manipulation.
Woo! Wow, Nathan, that was outstanding. It's a lot to digest, I tell you. Principles, examples, and all. Let me look at my notes here. Let me see if I've written this down, got this down right here.
Okay.
Now, we said that one source of the truth exists when comparable performance measures are derived in a consistent, repeatable manner from like data sources.
That's right.
And specifically, this means that data acquisition is performed at a specific time or within a specific time frame in a consistent, predefined manner.
Yes.
Using equivalent instrumentation, and that's important, equivalent instrumentation from the same, preferably, or highly similar sources.
Yes, yes.
Additionally, all computations and manipulations are performed in a consistent manner to maintain comparability.
Absolutely.
Right? Okay.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now we then stated that the one source of the truth principle helps create equity in comparison that is critically important during decision making.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. And then next, we said that while achieving one source of the truth is difficult, it can be arrived at by following 6 principles. Mm-hmm. Here they come.
Okay.
Principle number 1, data derived from a common or like source.
Mm-hmm.
Principle number 2, data collected has the same units of measure.
Yes.
Principle 3, data measurements and collections is performed using the same methodology.
Absolutely.
Principle 4. Data measurement is performed using the same or highly similar measuring tools.
Mm-hmm.
Principle 5. Data is stored in the same or similar manner.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Principle 6. Data is manipulated in the same of a consistent manner.
That's right. Absolutely.
Wow. That is a lot to digest.
Oh, yeah. And, but this is a really important concept. I see so often where folks are trying to make decisions and you have two different groups of folks coming in,
mm-hmm.
presenting their cases to sell their business proposition.
Right.
And they use different data to try to express the same thing. And it makes that decision ever so much harder because now the decision maker is comparing apples and oranges.
Mm.
And we want to compare apples to apples.
Apples.
Absolutely. Absolutely, my friend.
Wow. Well, my friend, I am really excited about the responses we'll get from this one.
I'm looking forward to it, too. I'm just eagerly awaiting, watching the ticker count up on all these podcasts.
And also iTunes, reviews on iTunes.
Yes. We really would appreciate reviews on iTunes. Oh, and boasts on Podcast Alley. In January, we were number 9. And as of a day ago, we were number 3 amongst the business podcasts on Podcast Alley. So we're appreciating those votes and hope our listeners keep them coming.
Yes, we are. We're very, very appreciative. Well, my friend, you have a wonderful, wonderful TGIF. Thank God it's about Friday.
That's right. In just a few minutes. Howard, you take care. I'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
All right.
And that wraps us up. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Strategy Driven Podcast and would appreciate receiving your feedback by email at podcast@strategydriven.com. If you enjoyed the show, please consider voting for us on Podcast Alley and visiting our website at www.strategydriven.com. Note that additional information regarding organizational performance measures is contained within the many organizational performance measures white papers accessible by registered members on the Strategy Driven website. Registered members also gain access to the many other strategy-driven white papers, models, and members-only categories, and registration is always free. So until next time, so long.